Ferguson stating cardiovascular concerns on patient Rico, RICO, IMPLA, date of birth January 15, 1970, date of evaluation April 1st, 2026, the referring physician, Dr. Santino, the chief complaint, 56-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. HPI. The patient is a 56-year-old female who reports a right shoulder injury dating to approximately 2 years earlier. Period. She had a fall during which she injured her right elbow. Period. She had subsequently noted shoulder pain, which persisted for approximately 9 months, at which time MR. She had continued with pain, which she described as throbbing, pulling pain. Currently, pain is 10/10. It is worse with sleep and movement, period. Pain radiates to the neck. The patient reports history of myocardial infarction dating to approximately 2 years earlier. She describes having underwent left heart catheterization, but was found to have no obstructive coronary artery disease, period. She was told that a heart attack was due to stress, period. In any case, she is currently doing well. She is on no she is on no cardiovascular medications, period. Her past medical history includes myocardial infarction times 2, next number diabetes type 2, next number hypertension, next number arthritis, next number chronic pain syndrome. The past surgical history, left heart catheterization, next number C-section. The medication, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams daily. Other medications to be listed. Allergies, unknown drug allergies, family history. She had a niece with cancer, a sister with breast cancer. Social history, she denies cigarette smoking, alcohol and drug use, review of systems, constitutional, she has had fatigue and weight gain, period. Right, she has impaired vision and uses reading glasses. Oral cavity, she has dentures. Neck, she has pain and stiffness. Respiratory, she has occasional shortness of breath. Cardiac, she reports chest pain. Vascular, she has varicosity. Gastrointestinal, she has had nausea. And constipation, she uses laxatives. Neurologic, she has headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, she has depression and insomnia. Endocrine, she has heat intolerance. A physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 132/75, pulse 61, respiratory rate 18, height 62 inches, weight 183.2 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and the oral cavity reveals upper musculoskeletal. The right shoulder demonstrates tenderness on abduction. There is restricted range of motion. The range of motion is restricted to approximately 85 degrees. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 61 beats per minute period. There is no specific T-wave change in the high lateral beats period. ECG is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 56-year-old female who MRI of the right shoulder on May 20th, 2024 revealed rotator cuff tendinosis, short segment partial thickness high-grade articular on the surface tear involving tendon footprint of the posterior supraspinatus without tendon retraction. It was noted to be arthrosis of the acromioclavicular joint with subacromial and subdeltoid bursitis. In this background, then, the patient has had persistent pain of the right shoulder, and that had a complete rotator cuff here on the rupture of the right shoulder. The patient is not supposed to require surgical treatment. He has history of myocardial infarction, but no obstructive coronary artery disease, period. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared